This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Haney. If someone gave you $100,000, how would you make Cincinnati a better place? People's Liberty wants to know, powered by the Hale U.S. Bank Foundation and the Johnson Foundation, People's Liberty plans to invest in the people of Cincinnati to improve the city. The innovative philanthropic effort launches in January, but its doors will be open the evening of August 22nd so people can meet the team and learn more about it. And joining us to discuss the initiative are People's Liberty Vice President of Operations Jake Hodesh and Program Directors Megan Deal and Kate Creason. And you can join the conversation at 513-419-7100. You can email talk at WVXU.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And thanks, everybody, for being here this afternoon.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark. Yep, we're excited to be here.
Jake, I think it's interesting that one of the things I saw in the information you sent us about People's Liberty, you referred to it as a philanthropic lab. That's an interesting way to look at it. Can you explain what you mean by that?
Sure. Well, the inspiration for that came from a trip that Megan and Kate took around the United States last summer, and that inspired the Philanthropic Lab. They were able to go all across the country and visit what we call civic labs, which are very interesting civic-minded places that are popping up all over the country. And these are places that entrepreneurs, civic activists, people interested in making the urban core better, brighter, more dynamic. These are places where those folks congregate, where they work out of, where they're funded in some instances. And so we drew inspiration from that trip that Kate and Megan took. And our bent was, we wanted to see what we could do with the backing of foundations. Those foundations happen to be Hale Foundation and Johnson Foundation, and our focus, it was and now is the city of Cincinnati. And so our idea was, could we take the inspiration from civic labs from Philadelphia all the way to San Francisco and the great work that they're doing in mining talent, retaining talent, inspiring talent, engaging talent? Could we do the same thing and all of those things, but add one very special twist, the most special twist in our opinion, which is philanthropy? Can we take all of what they're doing, the best of what all those places are doing, and add dollars behind it and invest directly in individuals in our urban core within the 50-mile radius of the Globe building that we're renovating, and what kind of great things could happen from those investments?
Megan, how is this program structured? Can you talk about that? There are mm-hmm. different levels of grants and different levels,
sure.
different elements to the program?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, so People's Liberty, there's really sort of four kind of key buckets, I guess you could say, four ways that we feel like we're going to invest directly in people. And kind of from sort of the bottom up, we have a residency program that's going to pilot launch this fall and then be in full swing, as you said, in January of 2015. But our residency program is for emerging level design talent. It's an opportunity for them to come and work with the People's Liberty Core staff and help us build and run all of our programs. And think of that as sort of an intern level, DAP co-op student level kind of opportunity. So the hope there is that we can keep some of our talented designers and creative folks in the city. So that's the residency program. In terms of grant making, there's sort of three tiers of grants, as you said. So there's our project grants, which are up to $10,000 investments in individuals to do their dream projects. And there will be two, we'll grant basically in 2015, 16 of those in two cycles. Up from that, we have what we're calling the Globe grants, which are $15,000 grants. And these are grants for individuals to come to our space. So I think it's worth noting we'll have a physical presence, a physical space in the Brewery District in Findlay Market at the old Globe Furniture Building. And part of that space, part of that co-working space, will be a gallery, 800-square-foot gallery. And so these Globe grants will be three a year for individuals to come and program that space in some creative, unique way. And then sort of the top tier, kind of the fourth level, that folks can engage with People's Liberty is these fellowships. These are the Hale Fellowships, two a year, significant grants, $100,000 grants to individuals to basically, we hope, allow an individual to be able to basically quit their job and for a year focus on building out their idea for a project that will impact Cincinnati.
Go ahead, Jake.
Yeah, a couple key add-ons there is that these are investments in individuals. So as you know, foundations and philanthropy in general is targeted and focused on 501c3 nonprofits, as making a broad generalization there. Mm-hmm. For us, the important factor and the important key element here is that, as Megan explained, we're investing directly in people. So a 501c3 would not apply to People's Liberty. Mm-hmm. An LLC or a partnership or a social venture business would not apply to People's Liberty for a grant. An individual with their dream project, their dream idea, would apply for these dollars through People's Liberty.
The resident idea is quite mm-hmm. fascinating, too. So these are people that come from various different creative areas. Is that right, mm-hmm. Kate?
It is.
They're designers, they're writers, they're bloggers, they're graphics people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're really just looking for great storytellers, and there are several mediums, you know, that we feel like can join our team and play with us. Mm-hmm. We're looking for writers, we're looking for designers, we're looking for videographers, photographers, people with exceptional talent that, you know, are really interested in kind of making a difference in the city and have kind of a unique perspective and a real mm-hmm. craft to the work that they're doing. So anyone who's kind of got all of those elements, we hope that they connect with us because we have opportunity on the table.
Mm-hmm. And what's in store, Jake, for somebody who becomes a resident? How long are they a resident, and what kind of hours can they expect? Are they actually getting paid?
Sure. Great questions. We can answer all of those. So we look at them as 3-month engagements. So they'll come on board. They'll work 40 hours a week. There's definitely an hourly stipend that we pay these residents. And we look at it in 3-month engagements. They can work just under crazy human resources rules and obligations that we have. They can't work for more than essentially 6 months over the course of the calendar year for us. So it could be that if we were following a student calendar, not suggesting that only students apply, anyone and everyone could apply for the residency. But let's just imagine a student, for instance, a DAP co-op. If they came and worked through a semester with us, say in the fall, and then wanted to return later that year and work a summer semester with us as well, as long as they don't go beyond the 6 months within a calendar year, we're well within the rules and mm-hmm. and that, and guidelines that we have to follow. So no more than 6 months in the calendar year, 3 months at a time.
Mm-hmm. And I guess again, Jake, the emphasis here is that these grants are going to go to individuals. You're not going to really these are not going to be available for partnering with nonprofit organizations. This is strictly mm-hmm. an individual.
That's
approach.
Correct. That's correct. But to that point, Hale Foundation and Johnson Foundation, this is not going to dramatically affect the giving and the great work that they do in the nonprofit sector. People should understand, people in the region should know and understand that this is in many ways above and beyond the giving that Johnson and Hale Foundation are already doing within the region. This is an added bonus. This is a step outside of traditional philanthropy. In in some ways it's a risk, but it's a step outside of traditional philanthropy, and it's something that I think, speaking quite frankly, the people of Cincinnati should be really excited about. We should be excited that we have foundations that are willing to take a risk and invest directly in individuals through really serious philanthropy and thought-provoking programs and processes.
Mm. And can I add one thing? And
Yes.
If I may jump in.
Sure.
No, I think it's worth noting, to Jake's point, I mean, I think this is something, as he mentioned, Kate and I, as a team, have studied different civic labs and these kind of creative places popping up all over the country, and we haven't seen anything like this. And I think it is a really special opportunity for Cincinnati, for the individuals of Cincinnati, to sort of say, you know, if you've got a good idea for a project that either addresses a civic challenge or creates a unique opportunity in Cincinnati, now is the time. Within the next 5 years, People's Liberty is a 5-year initiative. Now is the time to do something with that, and that's what we hope to do.
Kate, is this a new paradigm for how philanthropic organizations will operate?
Yeah, I mean, I think so, and I think we hope that it becomes kind of a larger model for other foundations. I mean, we really think that this is a huge opportunity. No, I mean, very few other foundations are, you know, directly investing in talent, and they're also not kind of doing it at a ground floor level. I mean, the fact that we're going to have a hub in Findlay Market, I think, is going to make this very special. We want our front door to be open. We want to meet everyone. Everybody's got great ideas for the city, and we want to be as approachable as possible. So come meet us.
Speaking of coming to meet you, what give us the details on that meeting. That's coming up soon,
sure.
Isn't it?
August 22nd, so next Friday, I guess it is. We'll have an open house in our space. So our space is the Globe Building. We're working in tandem with 3CDC to I guess you could say, put a new life into that building. It's at the corner of Elm and Elder, and just across the street from the west entrance to Findlay Market. And that evening, we'll be hosting an event there. And that event is targeted at anyone and everyone who is interested in any of these levels of engagement that we've outlined today. And people will be encouraged to come and attend and participate in kind of our construction open house. We've dubbed it hashtag WWYD100K. So in essence, asking what would you do with $100,000? And at this event, you'll be able to get to meet the team who has built this product. Okay, the three of us here, as well as the other folks from Hale and Johnson that are fully engaged. You'll be able to get to meet us. And engage with us, ask us direct questions. B, you'll be able to see other doers in the community and get to engage with them and hear a little bit about their ideas. You'll be able to learn about all the opportunities that are available. And most importantly, you'll be there for the announcement of the Hale Fellowship application, which we will open on August 22nd. So anyone and everyone out there that has a great idea, that's ready to kind of have a mid-career crisis and leave what they're doing and go do something incredible for the city and needs 100K to back that up, they should be there. They should be engaged with us and submit an application for our review.
Well, we can joke about it. If you're having a midlife crisis, this is a great thing to mid-career crisis or midlife crisis
if you're my age.
But, you know, if you're having that kind of thing going, but seriously, what kind of people are you looking for this kind of thing? It doesn't just have to be somebody who says, I'm tired of my job, I want to quit and do something different and brainstorm ideas.
Sure.
I mean,
And to your point, it's not about brainstorming. We're looking for people who have dreamed up and already started some significant research and due diligence towards a civic solution, or they see an opportunity in the city to do something great. We've mentioned a couple times, you know, we see some local heroes that we like. If you think of Tamara Harkavy and what she's done at Artworks, if 15 years ago this opportunity was available, would she have applied and said, I have a great idea for an organization that can transform this city? Would she have applied and would we have been interested? Yes. If you look at the folks that started City Flea, you know, within the last 5 years, if they would have come for a project grant and said, we need $7,500 so that we can start City Flea, here's what we're going to be using the money towards, here's what we think we can accomplish now in the next 6 months, we would have been very intrigued by both of those applications. Mm-hmm. We're looking for people who live here within 50 miles of the Globe Building and who are ready to act now. As Megan said, there's this sense of urgency. This organization and this bucket of philanthropy is only available for 5 years. There's a limited number of opportunities, and we aren't granting dollars for people to go and do research and due diligence. We're granting dollars for people to go and affect change now in the city of Cincinnati and the surrounding area.
So the idea, Megan, is that people's liberty it's going to give people the resources. Mm-hmm. Some funding to work with if they have a great idea for improving the city so that they can focus solely on that one thing. Mm-hmm. And so it's more than just cutting someone a check and saying, now go do it. Good luck. Let us know how you're doing kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's what we sort of think, you know, we sort of joke in the studio, what's our sort of secret sauce or what's the magic to this thing? And I do think, I mean, there's no shortage of good ideas, right? I mean, everyone's got an idea, which is great. And everyone's usually got a pretty good idea. But the big question we've been asking, you know, in building this project for the past 18 months, is, you know, what are the things that actually really prevent people from taking those ideas to action and bringing them to life? And is it always money? Well, yeah, sometimes it is. It's sometimes, yeah, they need some resources. But, you know, what are those other things? And what can we as an organization provide to sort of, you know, bring down some of those barriers? So co-working space, you know, is it about having a community of people that they can kind of rely on and lean on as they develop their idea? Is it access to designers, access to marketers, access to, you know, accountants? What are those things that we can sort of provide? What are those suite of resources that we can provide to get more people getting their ideas off the ground quicker and better? And so that's what we're hoping to do.
Will there actually be office space available to people who get these grants?
There will. So all of our grantees and our two Hale Fellows, and of course the residents who will be full-time, will have access to flexible office space at the Globe Building starting next year.
In addition to, as the way we've designed the space, there will be a extremely large room that's well-appointed for events, programs, workshops, presentations, movie screenings, et cetera. The way we've worked with the space, which was a remarkable space to begin with, we believe we're setting it up in such a manner that our grantees and our fellows will be able to utilize every square inch of that space very intelligently.
Kate, have you started getting any ideas in yet from people? Have people caught onto this yet and said, hey, I have an idea?
You know, we have had a few, but we're really hoping.
More than a few. She's being sarcastic.
And we're really hoping that everybody honestly comes out on August 22nd mm-hmm. to kind of share their ideas with us and really get connected. I mean, we are really hoping to meet people, you know, face-to-face, one-on-one. It's more than an email for us. Like, we mm-hmm. want to meet you. We want to see you. We want to talk about what you're doing. You know, we're hoping to be a resource. So mm-hmm. we're just hoping to make it more, you know, more than just an idea. It's about mm-hmm. connection and resources.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you have any, in the back of your mind, Kate, do you have
sure.
anything? Are you thinking, I'd like to see these kind of ideas pop up?
You know what? We don't have a set agenda. We're really like opening our doors, opening the floodgate to Cincinnati and the talent here, and we're hoping that everybody delivers. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're really lucky that there's great universities here. There's great entrepreneurs here. There's great people working at ground level in neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. And we hope to, you know, just get the word out about the opportunity and that people are going to come to us mm-hmm. And that we're going to connect with them one-on-one.
Mm-hmm. I will say, we have gotten some, we've been overwhelmed with emails, many of which are outlining some very intriguing ideas. And I'm excited just to participate as a citizen of the region in some of the, let's say, some of the outcomes of these grants and what kind of opportunities will be available for the general public. And it really falls in line with some of our application criteria, one of which that excites us the most is that this is the end result of the grant is going to be attractive to the people of the region and draw them in. And it's going to be, so for instance, if we grant make to someone who goes and does an event, for instance, that event is going to be a draw to people and bring the people of the region together. And from some of the applications that we've seen, not applications, ideas, excuse me, that we've seen already.
You're not taking applications.
We're not taking applications yet. Some of the ideas that we've seen to date, there's going to be some really exciting and provocative, dare I say, disruptive ideas that are coming out. And we should all be thankful for that and really excited to see what happens. Luminosity is kind of a great example. I mean, that was someone's idea, right? That was someone's mm-hmm. idea, and it was funded. And look what mm-hmm. happened to Washington Park, Music Hall, CSO, all the players and partners that were brought together. It took some critical thinking, some serious funding in that particular instance. But imagine if someone was able to leave their job and focus on a project that big for an entire year, what could happen?
If I remember correctly, Louis Langrée came up with the idea for Luminosity.
It was, yeah.
And look what's become of it. Mm-hmm. From an idea, and that's what you're hoping, right? Is from these small
so.
Seeds, they grow into to big trees.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, you think about Midpoint Music Festival, mm-hmm. Bunbury, the Cosine Project, Luminosity, mm-hmm. Artworks, City Flea. There's, in addition to like the real estate, 3CDC renaissance boom that's happening, there's also cultural happenings, civic happenings, community development happenings that are transforming the city. And this opportunity is going to enhance that even further.
Have any of the local businesses stepped up, Jake, and offered to help with this effort?
Sure. Yeah, we've been, folks have reached out to us about providing resources for sure. And most of them have been in the professional mm-hmm. services space. And I think our applications and our grantees should be confident in knowing that they'll have many, many resources available to them, including mentorship and professional services.
And I'm curious too, where did the name for this effort come from? People's Liberty Macon. You know that?
I'll take that one. Yeah, so People's Liberty was actually the name of the bank that Mr. and Mrs. Hale ran in Northern Kentucky. And it is now the present day U.S. Bank. So People's Liberty was the name of the bank. And, you know, I mentioned that because I think everything that we're trying to do is, again, in the legacy of the Hales. And, you know, part of this effort, part of coming to, you know, developing a ground floor sort of outpost was that, you know, jokingly, you know, we sort of said at the Hale Foundation that, you know, Mr. Hale would roll over in his grave if he knew we were grant making, you know, from the 11th floor of a bank building. And so I think, you know, having a real stake and a real presence in the community that we're investing in is really would have been really important to the Hales. And so, you know, thus that's the legacy that we're trying to establish. So People's Liberty, all that to say, was the name of the bank in Northern Kentucky.
Hey, Kate, you know, being based downtown, are you doing outreach to the suburbs and the other parts of town to get
we
them
are.
Involved?
We've got a poster campaign kind of going up. We are making connections in the suburbs in specific neighborhoods, so connecting to community leaders. And we hope that, you know, that this isn't just entirely focused on the urban core. This opportunity is available to all greater Cincinnati residents living within about 50 miles of the Globe Building downtown.
And Jake, what are the risks and the challenges that you face from structuring a philanthropic effort this way?
So I think, one of the major risks is that people have done bits and pieces of what we're doing, but no one's put it all under one roof and tried to undertake all of this. And in its nature, there's risk involved in investing in people. They might not work out. There might be failure. And we as a team, led by Eric Avner from Hale and Amy Goodwin from Johnson, we've talked about this and we know and understand that we're going to invest in hundreds of people over the course of the 5 years. And some of those investments will be great. Some of those won't work out. And that's the amazing thing about Hale and Johnson Foundation is they're willing to take that risk. And some of these investments won't work out. Some people might not show up. Some people might not be able to actually do what they set out to do in their application. Even though we believed in them and we thought it was a solid application, some of those aren't going to work out. But Eric from Hale and Amy from Johnson have the backing of their boards and their full support, and they know and understand, and we now know and understand some of these things won't work out, but we're okay with that. The sum of all the parts are going to be very important and very transformational for the region, and we're excited about that.
Are you going to put the grant ideas online so that people can look at them before the finalists are awarded the grants, maybe as a way of sparking more interest in what you're doing?
Sure. We don't currently have a public vote set up. However, we do think that that's an opportunity in the future. Our applications will be reviewed by external panels. They won't be reviewed internally. And we will be kind of transparent about that process. So, yeah, of course.
But okay. But in terms of storytelling, as Megan outlined with the residents,
The profiles
of all the grantees will be live and public. There will be many, many opportunities for the public to have exchanges and interactions with all of the grantees, all of the fellows. And as Kate said, the objective here is for our door to be open and for our grantees and our fellows to have access to anyone and everyone in the public and to have almost a responsibility to present who they are and what they're doing to the public in many different ways and many different mediums, even the show.
Yeah. Do you think that what you're doing is going to turn into a model for other cities and other philanthropic efforts to follow?
We hope. I think that that's part of the hope here is that, you know, as Jake said, what an opportunity. We have an opportunity over the next 5 years to really test and try quite a lot, understanding that not everything we do is going to stick, that, you know, we might fail as many times as we're successful. And luckily we have the backing of two foundations that are comfortable with that. And how great and lucky for us and for the city. But yeah, I think, you know, part of our internal team process is to storytell and package everything we do really, really well, to document it all really well so that we do have, you know, at the end of 5 years, at the end of the first year even, you know, toolkits, things that we've done that work, things that we've done that hasn't worked, so that when Milwaukee comes to us and says, we'd like to do this in Milwaukee, we can say, okay, here you go. Here's everything that we did. Best of luck.
But Milwaukee will have to have foundations that are courageous enough, like Johnson and Hale.
Mm-hmm. And so again, summarize for us, how can we find out more about People's Liberty website, upcoming meeting?
Okay, great. So again, it's the evening of August 22nd at the corner of Elm and Elder, which is the Globe Building, west entrance of Findlay Market. Mm-hmm. And all the information you could ever want in the entire world can be found at peoplesliberty.org, peoplesliberty.org.
And we'll have a link to that on our website as well, wvxu.org. Well, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
People's Liberty Vice President of Operations Jake Hodesh and Program Directors Megan Deal and Kate Creason. After the break, a look at local efforts to end homelessness. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.